بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq again to listen to some important aspect of deen, something that if we try and listen carefully with the correct intention to bring into amal some of these advices and teachings that we will hear tonight, inshallah. Last week we discussed on the ploys of shaitan, and how one should protect himself, herself from shaitan and the ploys of shaitan. Tonight, inshallah, we will speak on some of the incidents of the mashayikh of the past, our great awliya Allah, the great ulama of the past. Because if we listen to their incidents, then inshallah we will see many things that we can learn from, and we can implement these things in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. We find regarding the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in their qasas, in their incidents, in their stories, there are lessons for the intelligent people. Quran Sharif speaks about the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam in detail. Musa alayhi salatu salam is spread out in various paras of the Quran. Allah talks about Adam alayhi salatu salam and various Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Yunus alayhi salatu salam, the incident of the wheel, etc. All these incidents are for us to take a lesson and bring some reformation in our lives. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ مُقْتَدِيَ. Allah says, those people were such that Allah guided them. So with their way of life, the manner in which they led their life, you too must make iqtida and you must follow. He was a very great buzurg, his name was Muhammad bin Yunus rahmatullahi alayhi, and he used to say, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَنْفَعَ لِلْقُلُوبِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ الصَّالِحِينَ. I didn't find anything more beneficial for my heart than making mention and talking about the salihin, the pious people. And therefore, Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi was no small alim, great wali of Allah, muhaddith, faqih. He says, in the dhikri salihin, tanzilu rahmah. When people talk about the salihin, the pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends. Allah's mercy descends. These were the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, inshallah, Allah ta'ala put into my heart, we should speak on the life or some aspect regarding Hazrat Mawlana Madani rahmatullah alayhi. Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi alayhi. And it is mentioned, the person says, the author says, what can one write regarding the character attributes of such a comprehensive personality like Shaykhul Islam? He was known as Shaykhul Islam. It wasn't a title he gave himself. Today, many people give their own selves title. These people were given those titles by other great ulama of their time. Not that they wanted the title. If you see their humility, unbelievable how the humility, what type of tawazu they had. Last week, if you remember, we did about tawazu. Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person who shows humility for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. So he said, what can one write regarding the character attributes of such a comprehensive personality like Shaykhul Islam rahmatullahi alayhi? Some people describe him as a muhaddith par excellence. Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, for our understanding, he was the ustad of many students. In our country, one person who we know of in Durban was Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Haq Umarji Sahib rahmatullahi. This was his ustad. In Johannesburg also, Maulana Bayazid Pandur, Rahmatullah Ali, many of them also. But Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullahi Ali, for one time of his life, he taught there in Medina Munawwara, in the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not far from the Rawza Aqdas. There are some ajib waqiyas regarding that, inshallah, some other time. But for tonight, it is mentioned that he was a muhaddis par excellence. Some say he was a sheikh kamil, of which there was none who could match him. Others say he was a mujahid, leader for the people, guiding them throughout. In reality, he was a man who had perfection in every field. And these are the words of who? None other than Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Rahmatullahi Alayh, Mufakkirul Islam. So there are so many aspects regarding these mashayikh. We just take a few. His patience, his sabr, his steadfastness, his istiqamat. We all require sabr in our lives. We all require steadfastness. The life of Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullahi Alayh was filled with the trials and tribulations. He went to great, great, great difficulties. In fact, those servants of Allah Ta'ala who are very close to Allah Ta'ala are tested more than others. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. The people who go through the most difficult tests in this world, different type of tests. Sometimes it's some sickness, sometimes it's some financial difficulty, sometimes it's the taunting of people, people harassing them, making life miserable. Whatever it is, the people who go through the greatest of tests are the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Then, ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then those who are next after them, closest in rank after Anbiya, the other awliya Allah. The more closer you are to Allah, the harder your test. Despite all this difficulty and hardship, Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali never expressed any complaint to anyone. Now, this is remarkable. Despite the difficulties and hardships, and we see some type of difficulties he had to go through, he bore every difficulty with patience and forbearance. The time he spent imprisoned in Malta, just remember this word, Malta is a place, it's a long story, and when they were imprisoned, and this was in the time of when the British ruled over India, his ustad was known as Sheikhul Hind Rahmatullahi Ali. Sheikhul Hind Rahmatullahi Ali, and his student, Maulana Madani Rahmatullahi Ali, had a very close bond. British had sent Sheikhul Hind to prison. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullahi Ali could not bear a separation from his ustad. He insisted, I'm going with my ustad. And he also went to jail. So in Malta, they went to great, great, great difficulties. 3.5 years passed, languishing in jail, with no details of any release. His respected father, Sayyid Habibullah, Rahmatullah Ali, was arrested. And he was sent to Andreopol. His father could not bear the severe cold there, and he passed away after a few days. Prior to that, as the Shaykhul Islam, Rahmatullah Ali, lost his beloved mother, who underwent much difficulty and hardship in Madina Munawwara. His two brothers were also detained in an unknown place. His eldest daughter passed away on the road to Madina Munawwara. Thereafter, his wife and both sons passed away. Before going to Malta, his home was filled with happiness, people. And after returning home, it seemed as if his house was now empty. He had no mother to show him any motherly love. No the shadow of his father for him to rest under. He had no wife to console him and grant him peace and solace. No any children to bring a smile to his face. He came back home to an empty house. Allah Ta'ala alone knows what grief may have gripped his heart. But Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullahi Alayh, was such a pillar of strength and patience that in one sip he gulped down his grief and went straight back to India. To be so firm and strong, one does not even express one word of complaint, is indeed a very special quality of the close servants of Allah Ta'ala, which is called Rida Bil Qada. Rida bilqada, to be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi asked his khalifa, his murid, Hazrat Pulpuri rahmatullahi, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi, ikhlas se barkar koi cheez hai? Is there anything greater than ikhlas? Now, ask any person, you see, greatest thing is to have sincerity. Do something solely for the pleasure of Allah. So Hazrat Shah Phulpuri Ramadullah said, Hazrat, ikhlas se barkar, more than ikhlas, can there be anything? So Hazrat Thani Ramadullah explained, he said, yes. Rida bil qada, to be completely happy with whatever decision Allah has made for you. That's not easy, very difficult. May Allah bring us to that maqam, may we are razi with whatever decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the following incident, which is narrated by Haji Ahmad Hussain Saab, Khalifa of Shaykhul Islam rahmatullahi, explains the level of Hazrat sabr and patience. When the mother of Hazrat Murana Asad Saab, Murana Asad Madni rahmatullahi, is the son of Murana Hussain Ahmad Madni rahmatullahi. The other son who is now in Darul Diyoban is Murana Arshad Madni rahmatullahi. Nonetheless, Murana Asad Saab rahmatullahi, when his mother passed away, so we find Murana Hussain Ahmad Madni rahmatullahi, when his first wife passed away, he married another woman. So when she passed away, the entire congregation of ulama and asatiza gathered at Hazrat's residence after the janazah, obviously to pay their taziyah to him. And the man lost his wife, any person, the whole day you grieving, people are coming to see you, meet you, pay their condolences to you. You see, all the asatiza came, the students came. A few moments later, people sitting there, Hazrat Rahmatullah stood up and began walking to Darul Hadith. Now, Darul Hadith is that classroom where it's designated for teaching of the Hadith kitabs that you do in the final year. Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Nasai, etc. So that's a special, it's known as Darul Hadith. Now imagine, his wife passed away. People came to pay their condolences. And he says, Hazrat took his kitabs, went to Darul Hadith. Everyone was shocked to witness this. Everybody is watching. This musibah just came upon him and he's going to teach. Many ulama tried to explain to him, Hazrat, delay the lessons. Grief, the gham is still fresh. There's no need to go to classroom immediately. However, nothing deterred him. And he proceeded immediately to Darul Hadith to commence the lessons on Sahih Bukhari. When Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullahi, who was at that time the head teacher of Darul Uloom, tried to explain to him for the second time, Hazrat, delay, don't go right now. Your wife just passed away. It's time for gham. So Hazrat Madani Ramla explained, he answered, is there anything that can grant one's heart more solace then the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? In other words, I need solace. And the best solace I can find in zikr of Allah, meaning teaching hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Teaching Quran and hadith. He thereafter continued for his lessons. His tolerance and forgiveness. His tolerance, forgiveness, clemency. So we see so many things here. These people, they took their teaching in a madrasa very seriously. Come what may, they had a responsibility, they'll fulfill the responsibility. Allah forgive us, we are weak. Oh, any small excuse, ustad is absent, student absent, no fikr whatsoever. These people, over and above their class times, what was their duty to go and teach, beside that, they would teach extra lessons. We find in most Darul Ulooms, especially in India, Pakistan, in those years, the ustads should teach the students after Maghrib, after Isha, right till 12 o'clock in the night. So now we look at his tolerance and forgiveness. Tolerance, forgiveness, clemency are the special qualities of the Muqarrabeen. They're very close servants of Allah Ta'ala. Those who are very close to Allah Ta'ala, they are always tolerant, forgive. These special servants of Allah Ta'ala, don't take revenge for anything. How much of oppression did not the Quraysh meet out to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Yet the only words that flowed from his Mubarak lips were, Allah guide them. Allahumma hadi qawmi. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَاللَّهُ guide my people. They don't know what's the best for them. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah was such a person that no matter how harshly he was treated, he never retaliated with harshness. Rather, he retaliated, responded with kindness and made dua for them. The awliya Allah, in emulation of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, followed suit in this regard. Hazrat Maulana Madin rahmatullahi alayhi, Shaykhul Islam, was one of those servants who also passed his life in this manner. How much of difficulty and harm didn't he undergo? What harsh words were not said to him? The people swore at him with the worst words possible. Spat on his face, tugged at his beard, pushed him around, threatened him with a knife, took out his topi and burnt it in front of him, even planned to assassinate him. His khadims would insist that he cursed these wretched people. But he would stop them and say, when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take revenge for the atrocities that were meted out to him, how can a lowly slave like me take any revenge? He would announce openly, whoever has done any wrong to me, I have forgiven them all. Hence, no person has a right to criticize these people. The superintendent of the Naini jail had treated Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali very badly. This news spread like wildfire. People began protesting. So this person was really shaken up and requested forgiveness from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat immediately forgave him and wrote to the people, I have forgiven this person, there is no need to take the matter any further. Once, listen to this incident here. He's teaching Bukhari Sharif. One student sent one note in front to him. What did the note say? We have heard that you are illegitimate. Imagine asking and telling your ustad that. We've heard that you are illegitimate. In other words, ma'azallah, your parents made committed zina. When Hazrat Rahmatullah heard this note aloud, 250 students were there present. They turned red in anger. Who could be so rude to write such a derogatory thing to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali? So the students were angry. They were hoping that this person's name be publicized. They would teach him a lesson, a lasting lesson. However, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali very calmly replied, the witnesses to my father's nikah are still alive today. Whoever wishes can contact them and verify it with them. He then very calmly continued his lessons without even mentioning one harsh word against that person. These are Allah wala's way. Imagine that tahammul, that sabr. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that Hazrat Madina rahmatullahi alayhi was once on a train. Some members of the League Party were very rude to Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali. They poured liquor over his beard. Imagine. Hazrat Rahmatullah did not say a single word to them. He also told his satis, his companions who traveled, not to retaliate, saying, beware. No one should utter anything. Let them do as they wish. Once someone removed Hazrat's topi, trampled it, and then this person undressed and danced naked in front of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat did not retaliate in the least. But when we play games with the friends of Allah and we interfere with them, then Allah takes revenge. After some time, this same person's house was raided by enemies. They forced the woman of that house to dance naked in front of them. He then realized and said, I understand this to be the punishment for that incident, in other words, of being rude on the train to Allah Ta'ala protect us. A woman in Saharanpur used to speak ill of Hazrat Madin Rahmatullah Ali and Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. At the time of her death, she was in such misery and discomfort and her ruh, her soul could not leave her body. She was in sakrat, in pain. Someone who realized her predicament came to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali and related the incident and sought his forgiveness. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali replied, from my side, I have forgiven her, and on behalf of Hazrat Madin Rahmatullah Ali, I have also forgiven her. In other words, it must have been Hazrat Madin had passed away, and only Hazrat Shaykh was living, so they came to him. He said, on his behalf, Hazrat Madin's behalf also I have forgiven her. This person had not yet returned to this woman, and the difficulty was removed, and her ruh came out easily. The Khadims of Hazrat Madi Rahmatullahi have mentioned, throughout our lives we have never witnessed Hazrat retaliating against anyone who tried to degrade him or disgrace him in any way. He would not even get angry with that person, leave alone cursing him. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to emulate these qualities that these mashayikh had. If you look at his adherence to sunnah, and this was a quality found in all our mashayikh, ittiba of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every part of the life of Hazrat Shaykhul Islam rahmatullahi was filled with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was extremely particular that every small or big issue of his life must be in conformity with the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the last stages of his life, he had to recline on a pillow to get some support. He was extremely ill at that time. And he was reclining on a pillow, and food was brought to him now. So some of the family members requested him to remain on that pillow. He was reclining and said, eat, partake of the meals in this way. Whilst you are reclining, you need some support. Hazrat Rahmatullah immediately responded by, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited us from leaning and eating. You find in Shama'il Tirmidhi, Rasulullah said, Amma ana fala akulu muttakiyan. I never eat reclining, lounging and eating. Look at our lives, our youngsters, especially Allah forgive us, overlook our faults, give us tawfiq for making amal on sunnah. This is a sunnah way of sitting and eating. Not just relaxing, many people in the restaurant, they're lounging, relaxing, sitting back on some, trying to get some support. This is not tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, imagine this condition. He said, bhai, Rasulullah has prohibited us from leaning and eating. He immediately removed the pillow, and then only partook of the meals. He would not tolerate anyone standing up to greet him out of respect. If anyone did so, he would immediately quote the hadith of Rasulullah, La taqumu ilayya. Do not stand up for me, like how the A'ajim, the non-Arabs, stand up for one another out of respect. There's detailed explanation regarding this, but he made amal on the zahir of the hadith of Rasulullah. He was particular on this, and he followed the sunnah of Rasulullah. He would also not tolerate anyone praising him. Let us be honest, who doesn't like to be praised? On many occasions, some jalsas and programs, somebody would compose some words in praise of Hazrat Madina Rahmatullah, he would become very angry. He would stop the person. And then he would quote the hadith, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمَدَّاحِينَ فَحْثُوا فِي جُهِمْ أَتُرَابِ. Again, ulama and commentators give various explanations. And some of them say, it's on the zahir, meaning, when you see people praising you, then throw sand in their faces. He was very particular when it came to the surahs when you recite in salat. For example, Tiwali Mufassal, there's a certain surahs that are recited in the Fajr Salah, Awsati Mufassal in the Isha Salah, Qisari Mufassal in the Maghrib Salah, as this was the noble practice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you happen to read salah at a particular masjid, found the imam reciting contrary to the sunnah qirat, he would immediately correct him. At the time of nikah, this is specifically mentioned, Hazrat Madina Rahmatullah was very particular. He is performing any person nikah, when it comes to mahar, so he would insist that the mahar should be mahar Fatimi. In fact, if someone had to stipulate a mahar more than this, he would refuse to perform the nikah. He would say to the nikah parties, do you think that our daughters enjoy a status greater than that of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was so firm on the adherence of sunnah that he, if he ever noticed the slightest action not in conformity to the sunnah, he would immediately show his displeasure towards that action. Once, Hazrat Madi Rahmatullahi, together with some of his friends, were invited by an alim who held a very senior position in the Indian cabinet. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi attended the invitation, but unfortunately, the meals were served on the table. It's permissible to eat on the table. Ulama, muftis have given permission. However, sunnat is to sit on the floor. Hazrat Rahmatullah partook of the meals that day, which was served on the table. So Hazrat partook of the meals, but remained completely silent throughout the dawat, quiet, to show his resentment. The host immediately sensed Hazrat's displeasure. After a few days again, the same host, as alim, invited Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi as well as some other ulama. But this time he made arrangements on the floor, in accordance to the sunnah. May Allah give us tawfiq also to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. Hazrat Rahmatullah was extremely pleased And this time, he showed his happiness to the host. Practicing on the smallest sunnah of Rasulullah brought immense pleasure to him. When Hazrat Ramudra was in jail, a fellow prisoner, Sitaram Shakal, upon noticing Hazrat's pristine angelic character in the prison, this person spoke out. He said, I'll not stay any longer with you in the same cell. You are upon such a high pedestal of kindness and nobility, that if I spend a few more days with you, I'll become a Muslim. Hazrat, imagine what he must have done and how he must have responded and reacted and what character he must have shown. That this person say, any more longer I will stay with you, I'll become a Muslim. Hazrat Madina said, you are Muslim for many days now. What is the meaning of I will become Muslim? When the order for Shakal's release had come, he said, I will not prefer to leave Maulana and go even into paradise. He enjoyed Maulana Badni's company. Staying awake at night. It was a noble habit of Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madi Rahmatullahi to stay awake in the last portion of the night. This was his practice, whether on journey or at home. He would generally perform 4 rakats of Tahajjud Salat every night. In the first 2 rakats, he would mostly recite the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran. Short. And thereafter, the next 2 rakats, he would lengthen his qiraat. He would often recite 2 paras of the Qur'an Kareem in these 2 rakats. His recitation should be fairly audible. Those sitting near him would be able to identify which part of the Qur'an he is reciting, if they listen to him. He would perform his salah with khushu and khudu, and cry so profusely in his recitation that one would remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كان يصلي ولجوفي أزيز كأزيز المرجل عن البكاء. The Rasulullah said, when he used to perform salat, due to excessive crying, a sound would emanate from his chest like a sound of a boiling kettle. After performing tahajjud salat, Hazrat Madi Rahmatullah Ali would engage in making fervent dua. All this from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Khandalwi Rahmatullah, writes in his Abiti, during my lifetime, I have never heard anyone weeping so much in dua before Allah Ta'ala in the latter part of the night as I have heard Hazrat Mawlana Madni Rahmatullah Ali and my respected father, Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah Ali. Very often, in spite of my deep sleep, I used to be awoken by this profuse crying. Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali would recite lamentation with so much pain and sorrow. I was unacquainted with Hindi and could not understand. But the wailing and crying still echoes in my ears. It was almost like a child was receiving a hiding and he's crying. Imagine what dua he must have been making. How? And crying like a little baby. As brave as he was, as courageous as he was, I have not seen this type of crying in any of my elders. After making dua, Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah would then engage in abundant istighfar. It was his habit to keep his tasbih in his hand. And place his handkerchief before him. This was a scene that was worth witnessing. He would wail like a child and keep on reciting, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And with his handkerchief, he would keep on wiping his tears. In this vein, he would also recite some very inspiring poems in Urdu and Farsi. This would continue until Fajr. Now if you look at it, 2 paras he read, so much istighfar and so many other ashghal right till Fajr. So can you imagine what time he must be waking for the Tahajjud Salah? This aspect of the life of Sahaba Ikram, which the Quran speaks about, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. We must try and do this at that time, just before Fajr. We finish our tilawat, our dua. Astaghfirullah till Fajr Azan, inshaAllah. So this could be seen in these awliya Allah. So our kabir, O Mashayikh, these ulama of Dioband, and many throughout the world, they emulated the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not something they just made and fabricated. No, they looked at the Quran, sunnah, and they tried their level best at every aspect we must follow. Whether we on a journey, whether we are at home, whether we are sick, whatever it is. They say his tawadu, his humility was such a speciality in his life, that none of his contemporaries could match him. In this, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah used to say That tawazu, humility, was the most outstanding quality in Hazrat Maulana Mahdiuddin Rahmatullah. You must remember Hazrat Thani Ram himself, such a great buzurg, ali, wali of Allah. And if your contemporary has to praise you, how was that? Ali Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, if your ham mu'asir, if your mu'asir, if your contemporary praises you, praises somebody, then you must know that person is something. Because no contemporary will praise his contemporary. Everybody wants to be the best. You pray somebody else who passed away before you. But your own, in any class, take a school situation. Nobody will praise the other student. He wants to be regarded to be the best. He'll praise somebody of the past. But if somebody really praises his contemporary, then you must know this man is something. So he says, tawazu and humility is such a quality in a person that adds great value to his life. Many a time we try to adopt this quality of humility by pretending. We act. You normally say, don't make spaza. Go like that and bow down. Such a buzurg you are. But unfortunately, this form of tawazu is termed as pride and vanity. May Allah protect us. For a sheikh of his caliber who taught Hadith Sharif in the haram of Rasulullah for 18 years. 18 years. A man on whose hands thousands of people made tawbah. A person whom Muslims as well as non-Muslims throughout Asia regarded as their leader. To portray such humility, sincere humility, is indeed a sign of great perfection. Maulana Bakhsh Multani Ramadullah narrates an incident that took place in Madina Munawwara at a time when Hazrat Madina Ramadullah Ali had the largest group of students in the Haram Sharif. The incident is as follows. Maulana Abdullah Faruqi was a senior alim of Lahore. He was a student of Shaykhul Hind Ramadullah Ali and he was bayat to Hazrat Raipuri Ramadullah Ali. These are all great, great, great people, Ahlullah. Hazrat Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Ramadullah Ali. Then Hazrat Abdul Qadir Raipuri Ramadullah Ali. So these were all great people. So he said he was bayat to Hazrat Mana Raipuri Ramadullah Ali. Once during the Hajj season, he said, I was staying at the residence of Hazrat Maulana Madina Rahmatullah Ali. We used to go together to perform our salah at the Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As we were about to leave the Masjid, this Maulana says, I picked up Hazrat Madani's shoes and I carried it for him till the doorway. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali remained silent. The next time we came for salah, Hazrat picked up my shoes and he placed it on his head and began walking swiftly, quickly into the masjid. I began running behind him, but he continued walking even faster. As much as I tried to get my shoes, he would not give it to me. Eventually I begged him, please, for Allah's sake, don't put my shoes on your head. He replied, first promise me that you will never carry Hussein Ahmad's shoes again. Only when I promised him, did he place my shoes down. Think for a moment. This was during the Hajj season, at a salah time. When Hazrat Rahmatullah was recognized to be the greatest muhaddith in the masjid, it seemed as if he had no nafs at all. Once he was traveling on a train, famous incident I mentioned many times also, when a Hindu sitting opposite him stood up and left. He went to the toilet. He turned very quickly. Seeing this, Hazrat asked him, what's the matter? This Hindu said, I went to the toilets, but returned because they're very dirty. The Khadim was with Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah. He says that Hazrat Madani woke up immediately, got up and stood by the window for a while. So he looked like as though he's going somewhere outside. Then he slowly headed towards the toilet door. He didn't even tell this person, I'm going to the toilet. He made as though he may be stopping just now to check which station it is. So he goes and he cleans the toilet thoroughly. He comes back and he tells this Hindu person, I have been to the toilet. It's clean now. Can one imagine Hazrat's humility? He himself cleaned the toilet. And that too, not for his ustad, or his sheikh, or his father, but for a person who was not even a Muslim. Do we possess such qualities towards non-Muslims? If we did this, they would have accepted Islam. I've heard from other ulama, when this Hindu used the toilet, he came back, he embraced Islam. He said, this is your deen. He accepts Islam. He says, in 1992, when Hazrat Maulana Madina Rahmatullah was imprisoned for 2 years in Pakistan, Maulana Muhammad Ali Johar Rahmatullah, another great person, was also detained with him. They both shared the same cell. And during that period, Mawlana Muhammad Ali was known to be a very great alim himself. He used to study tafsir of the Quran by Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali. And he would show such a great amount of respect to Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali in the manner a student would show to his ustad. Mawlana Muhammad Ali was suffering from diabetes. Hence he needed to keep a container near him throughout the night to use whenever he needed to relieve himself. He's diabetic. He needs to pass out in the night, urine, water. So he needed that container. So he kept it near him. But in the morning, when Mawlana Muhammad Ali used to wake up, he would always find his utensil washed and cleaned and kept neatly at his bedside. This surprised Mawlana Muhammad Ali as he could not figure out how this utensil was cleaned every day. One night his eyes opened and he was most surprised to see Hazrat Madin Rahmatullah Ali quietly taking the container away to have it washed and cleaned. This was the level of Hazrat's tawazu, humility, as if he had made complete fana of himself, annihilated himself. Besides that, he could have told him, I cleaned it. He didn't even tell him that. These are just few incidents showing Hazrat's immense tawazu. In reality, a separate book could be written only on the humility of Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali. When people would request him, requesting him for bayat, Hazrat, can I take bayat on your hands? He would use such words to describe himself that one doesn't have the courage to even write down these words. He would address himself as follows. Do you wish to take bayat to me? I am a dog of this dunya. I am soaked in worldly pursuits. I am a worshipper of my own desires. This is how he addressed himself. Hazrat Rahmatullah knew fully well the worth of humility in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. مَنْ تَوَاضُعَ لِلَّهِ وَرَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Like there's many other examples. Even ulama asking, Hazrat, can I take bayat to you? He said, I'm amazed. Great alim like you, and you have experienced, you have fallen in such error, you will take bayah to a person useless like me? We just, inshallah, one more, and then we'll terminate, and we'll continue next week, inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. The maqsad, not just to just narrate stories, to listen to these things and try our level, we all are weak. Bring some aspects at least, some change in our lives. Serving the makhluk, another great quality and trait of all our mashaykh. Serving the creation of Allah Ta'ala was an outstanding quality in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even before he became a Nabi. You'll find he would help people carry their parcels, all those things. He was well known in the whole of Hijaz Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be a person who assists and helps people in times of difficulty and need and trouble. In this regard, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madin Rahmatullah Ali, was a shining star. Here we see one incident. One night after teaching Bukhari Sharif for 3 hours, in the night, this is, I said, not the normal lessons, in the night, extra hours. Hazrat Rahmatullah returned home at after midnight. As he was passing the Mehman Khana is the guest quarters. So any visitor would come, they would stay there. So as he's passing by at the night, you can't see who it is, he's going past. This visitor, Mehman of the madrasa, he shouts out, "Hey, bhai, who's there?" Hazrat Madina replied, "Is there anything I can do for you?" The visitor said, "Yes, please fill my hookah." Oh, they should smoke hookah. Hazrat Rahmatullah immediately took the hookah. And he suggested to the visitor that he let him first clean it and light the charcoal once again so that he may thoroughly enjoy the hookah. Visitor stood up and decided to relieve himself whilst his hookah was being filled by Hazrat Madin Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Rahmatullah kept his face covered with his shawl to disguise himself. Hazrat Madhi Rahmatullah quickly went home, cleaned out the hookah, filled it, lit it for the visitor. As he was approaching the Mehman Khana, suddenly the visitor recognized him, that this is Shaykhul Islam who is serving him. He stopped in his tracks. He didn't know what to say. Hazrat Rahmatullah immediately put him at ease by saying, "Bhai, it is actually your ihsan, your favor upon me that you allowed me to serve you." Allah. With these words, he comforted the visitor and served him with total humility and compassion. One can well imagine this from this incident, the deep love Hazrat Rahmatullah had to serve people. At this part of the night, after teaching Bukhari Sharif, hundreds of students, Hazrat Rahmatullah does not feel below his dignity to serve a normal, unlearned person, where besides Allah Ta'ala, there was no third person present to witness this deed. There's another incident of a person by the name Dr. Ashraf, and he was a famous communist leader in the time of Hazrat Madina Matulahi. And he was from the Aligarh University. So he explains his experience with Hazrat Madini Ramatullah. He says, once I was in Deoband for some work. Just the, perhaps the fourth day, he says that I was living there. One night, as I retired to bed at about 10 o'clock in the night, I extinguished the lamp and I fell off to sleep. He says, we would normally keep the door open during the summers. Suddenly I felt a hand upon my leg. Somebody massaging me. And to my utter shock and amazement, I saw Hazrat Madini Ramatullah Ali himself in my room massaging my feet. You can well imagine my embarrassment at that time. I immediately pull in my legs and respectfully stopped him. Hazrat Rahmatullah with great amount of remorse said to me, why are you stopping me from earning sawab and reward? Am I not worthy of serving a guest like you? Can you imagine what passed through my mind at that time, he said. The following is the incident of Shah Ataullah Bukhari. By Shah Ataullah Bukhari, another great giant, another great alim, orator. He himself gives an incident. He says, I was appointed to give a bayan, a lecture at a certain place in the UP province. Lecture ended about 3 a.m. morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I then retired to bed. They say, Shah Ataullah Bukhari, inshallah, some other time I'll explain. I was reading the other day. When he used to recite Quran, people would come and embrace Islam. So his lecture finished 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, I went to sleep. Whilst lying down, I felt someone pressing my feet. I thought to myself, perhaps this is some well-wisher who's rendering his services to me. But then he said, I noticed that the hand that was massaging me was different from a normal massage. When I lifted my head, I saw it was Hazrat Madni Ramatullahi. I immediately jumped out of my bed. Hazrat, are my sins so little that now you have to push me into the fire of Jahannam? Hazrat Madni Ramatullah replied, look at this. He said, Hazrat, you have delivered a lengthy bayan. And I'm sure you need to have a rest. For me, this is the chance of good fortune. It's also the time for Salah Fajr just now. I thought that I can also perhaps wake you up so that you don't miss your Fajr Salah. Now tell me what wrong have I done. Allah, Allah. Hazrat Maulana Zuhur Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali also narrates a similar incident about himself. He says there are many other incidents of this nature where Hazrat Maulana Madina Rahmatullah Ali presented himself to serve the creation of Allah Ta'ala. It did not matter who the person was, from which background he came. Hazrat Rahmatullah was always ready to serve them. His quality is absent in many of us today. We are ready to deliver lectures, other types of ibadat, but to lower ourselves to this level, serve the common public, is indeed a very special quality. He says, bring happiness to the creation of Allah. Bringing happiness to the creation of Allah brings happiness to Allah Ta'ala Himself. Inshallah, if Allah give us tawfiq, next week we'll continue how he used to treat his guests and how he used to feed him. The Dastar Khan of Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah, Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alayhi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. May we make a special dua. Allah remove the difficulties of the Ummat of Nabi Kareem. Allah remove all our hearts and difficulties. Allah give us afiyat, afiyat. This morning also we're teaching hadith in madrasa. And the same hadith comes again. Beg Allah for afiyat in this world and the akhirat. Afiyat in this world. The commentators have got there. As-salama, peace from asqam, min al-asqam, from diseases. And wal-mihan, trials and tribulations. Well, alam and pain and suffering. That's in the dunya when you ask for afiyat. In akhirat afiyat, Allah will wipe out all your sins and Allah will give you jannat. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala for all those people who are sick and ailing, many, many, many people, hospital, at home, whatever they're going through. May Allah give each person shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.